asked in an interview with 60 Minutes whether Crown Prince Mohammed gave an order to kill Mr. Khashoggi, Mr. Trump said, "Nobody knows yet, but we'll probably be able to find out." He promised severe punishment for Saudi Arabia if it turns out that Mr. Khashoggi was killed by a Saudi hit squad in its consulate in Istanbul, as Turkish officials have said, according to experts from an interview that will be aired Sunday. Mr. Trump played an important role in anointing Crown Prince Mohammed as an attractive investment. He backed the 33-year-old prince when he was jockeying to be his father's heir, playing host to him at a White House lunch, clinched a multi-billion dollar arms deal with his military, and chose Riyadh for his first foreign destination as president. In April, Crown Prince Mohammed took a three-week tour of the United States that doubled as a roadshow for Saudi Arabia. After conferring with Mr. Trump in the Oval Office, he met with Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos in Seattle, Morgan Freeman and Dwayne Johnson in Hollywood, and Richard Branson in the California desert, where the two discussed space travel. Last week, Mr. Branson suspended his directorship at two tourism projects near the Red Sea and halted discussions about an investment in his space ventures by Saudi's sovereign wealth fund, the Public Investment Fund, which sponsors the conference. For all the differences between Davos and Riyadh, the Saudi conference, officially known as the Future Investment Initiative, was first proposed through an invitation delivered to participants in the 2017 Davos meeting, held by the World Economic Forum. The F2 offers a significant opportunity to engage with what will soon be the world's largest sovereign wealth fund and a monumental force in the world of global investment, said a follow-up email sent by the organizers in April 2017 to one of the invitees. During the F2, the email said, "There will also be abundant opportunities for meetings with Saudi officials from the Public Investment Fund and other leaders of the kingdom at the highest level." Given the uncertainty surrounding a new event, recipients called one another to determine who was going to attend. Many were intrigued. Eventually, the planners had lined up Mr. Mnuchin, Mr. Branson, Mr. Schwartzman, and the chief executive of BlackRock, Lawrence D. Fink, who was recently featured on the cover of Barron's with the headline, "The New Conscience of Wall Street."